You're with SBS Radio.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Robert, I made aware that you're handling a case of Filipino workers not properly paid. So they were unpaid. No? They were holding 457 visas,
yes,
but they were unpaid, and the employers owe them hundreds or nearly hundreds of thousands. So in this case, what are the basic recourse for victims like these Filipino workers?
Well, they can, if they're going to complain about monies, they can complain to Department of Fair Trading. They can also complain to the Immigration Department.
Department of Fair Trading, if it's in New South Wales, right? If in other states, basically similar agencies.
The one in Canberra.
The one in Canberra, you're talking about Canberra case, okay.
They went to a lawyer in Canberra.
Okay.
And it was, a legal action was begun, which involved the Department of Fair Trading as well.
Okay.
It's industrial, they need to report to Fair Trading.
Fair Trading.
And if it's involving conditions of their visa, it should be reported to the Department of Immigration.
Okay. And when does the ombudsman come in?
If the Department of Fair Trading suggests or recommends that as a place to begin, then the ombudsman can take over and start an investigation, and then the ombudsman would direct them as to the next course of action.
What should prospective employees or Filipinos heed to avoid being victimized like this?
When they sign an agreement to come in on a visa, there are conditions laid down in the employee contract, and their employer is supposed to adhere to the contract.
Yeah.
As soon as there's a violation of that contract, they can bring it up with the employer to rectify the situation. If they're not getting anywhere with that, they can report it directly to the Department of Immigration because it's a violation of their visa condition.
And they should not be afraid that, because most of this employees, they're afraid to let the government know because they're afraid of going back home.
Yeah.
What are the protections they have?
Unfortunately, there's almost no protection for the visa holder.
Yep.
Because once they report it, the immigration department will contact the employer, and then the employer can terminate the contract at any time without a reason.
Okay.
So the person who lodges a complaint could be sent back to the Philippines immediately, which is one reason why a lot of people don't report violations, because they're scared of getting the visa cancelled, and the Department of Immigration doesn't have a remedy for that.
Can they apply for other visas, like for instance?
If they're qualified at something, while they have a valid visa, they're entitled to lodge whatever they want.
Okay.
But if there's a visa cancellation, they have only the right to go to a tribunal or go back home.
Okay. Status of being a refugee, would that be a right recourse for Philippine employers seeking?
Generally, no, because this is not protection based.
Yep.
But if threats were made of a certain kind, then they have the option of bringing that up with the police or lodging a protection claim if they meet the criteria for a protection claim.
Okay, so what needs to be in the protection claim? What should be the basis for a protection claim?
That they have a fear of returning to their home country.
Okay.
The grounds are because of race, politics, religion, fear of serious harm, persecution or discrimination for a convention, UN convention reason. If it's a criminal issue, then that doesn't meet the criteria for a protection visa.
That's right.
In most cases.
Yes, that's right.
In most cases.
In most cases. Mm. But why do you say in most cases, not in all cases?
In some countries, some of the police are corrupt.
Okay.
If there's a link to a corrupt police, then it could be that they can't get the protection of their home country because the authorities or some part of the authorities might be corrupt. In that case, it can be seen to be a protection-based claim.
Okay. And usually, if they're under payments, will they be entitled to get all the money that is owed them, or?
Yes, they're entitled to get or to ask for monies connected to their employee contract.
Yeah, okay.
And if they haven't been paid that and they can prove it or make a claim for that, then they're supposed to be recompensed according to what they've lost.
Yep.
Then it becomes an issue of fair trading, the ombudsman, a union, if a union can be involved, and the Department of Immigration.
And in case the employers have been bankrupted or are no longer in a position to pay off the employees, so obviously they can't be paid. Will the government come in to pay them, or will it come from the insurance claims or workers' compensation claim?
Then it becomes a complicated case because the ombudsman might want to investigate
further
the background of the finances of the people involved. Lawyers would become involved to do searches to see whether the perpetrators yes. have got additional property or funding hidden somewhere else. So it becomes a long, protracted case. If it's a criminal issue, there's victim of crime legislation, but I'm not sure if it covers money.
Yes. But while the case is pending and there are hearings, are the victims entitled to look for work? They can look for work just to...
Technically on a 457 visa, if your sponsor isn't there anymore, they've got 60 days to find another sponsor.
You got 60 days.
Then they apply to the immigration to be nominated.
Yep. Does that mean the case needs to be finished, to be decided in 60 days?
No, not the case. The minute they're not employed by their...
Yep.
They've got, I think, 14 days to notify the immigration that they're no longer with the original
yep.
sponsor.
Yep.
And then they've got 60 days to look for another sponsor.
No, what if they've filed, they've lodged a complaint against the employer due to underpayment or to fair trading?
Technically, lodging the complaint doesn't get them anything.
Oh, doesn't get anything. Oh, so that's difficult.
Yeah, unless they've lodged a claim of something else, which might attract a bridging visa.
Oh.
But this is why the victims in unfortunate circumstances. There's no protection for
there's
the
no
victim.
Protection. Oh, my God. So that's the reason why most of them. And other cases, are you aware of any cases when the ombudsman have decided cases when, in fact, the victims or the employees are already back in the Philippines? And how do they send the money, or will they still be paid, or what?
If they're back in the Philippines, there's no real way they can make a claim unless they've engaged a lawyer to act on their behalf
okay.
to pursue the claim. But if they've left the country, there's not much they can do about
okay.
it.
So what you're suggesting is if you're a victim, it is very usual that you go and seek the assistance of a lawyer just to help you with all those things.
A lawyer or a registered migration agent to see what other options they might have.
Okay. Yes, any message, Robert, to all those Filipinos looking for work under the 457 visas so that they won't be duped into getting into the hands of unscrupulous employers?
It's a difficult situation because someone overseas has no idea what to look for in the background of a sponsor, but once they've got a contract or an employee contract, they're entitled to think that it's genuine and legal. They won't know till they get here if something is going wrong. But the minute something's going wrong, they need to seek help.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Robert.
That's a pleasure.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.